If sports are volatile, then so is the fashion world, by design. Year after year, the fashion industry gets you to buy new things by making you anxious about what you already have. You have to worry if you're up to date. So maybe this is year that millions of people will ask, is orange the new black? Or maybe they will ask the question in the mind of NPR couture correspondent Ketzel Levine.
Better keep your expectations in check. Here's the question, asked of a woman I see far too often. Her name is Christine Fletcher, and she is my dog's vet.
Does an urban or a suburban dog need footwear?
I've never run into any situation in my practice where I thought, boy, I really wish this dog had had booties on.
I'm just a-walking my dog, singing my song.
Okay, so by now you know we're not going to tackle any of the truly pressing fashion issues of the coming year. But footwear for dogs does land us up to our cold bellies in the whole animal apparel fray. For the record, in places like Chicago, where de-icing agents can burn paws, some dogs need shoes. But here in Portland, Oregon, where boots would be embarrassing, this reporter is observing scads of canines swaddled in rugged outerwear. And so my second question to Dr. Fletcher, do urban dogs need man-made coats?
Most of us don't really think so much in terms of what the animal absolutely needs. We tend to think in terms of what we need and project that onto the animal. It's like my mom, when I would go visit in L.A., and it would be, 68 degrees, and she'd be like, I'm freezing, go put a sweater on.
So let's say it's 36 degrees, you're freezing, and the dog is naked. What do you do? What else? You shop.
That's a 20.
Yeah, and he's longer than that, for sure.
Stephanie Reynolds and Matt Johnson are clearly in sync about buying their dog a coat. Rue was just adopted. He's a black and white, 60-pound, 10-year-old dog who so dislikes being outside, his people have come shopping without him.
We just need him to be warm because even in the house, he has such short hair, he's just shivering.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've never seen a dog like this.
Dogs shiver for a few reasons, having ruled out fear and pain. Stephanie and Matt now believe Rue is cold. They think it's because he's a Catahoula leopard dog, a breed native to steamy Louisiana. After 20 minutes working the racks here at Urban Fauna, they're buying him a fleece-lined waterproof jacket in raspberry red.
In fact, I'm a little embarrassed doing it, but
there's a little bit of shame.
What's the shame about?
I just should have a dog that should be able to survive the elements.
Acclimation really is what it is. It's what the dog is used to.
Of course, if you've adopted a 10-year-old like Rue, there's no knowing what the dog was used to. Veterinarian Christine Fletcher says all you can do is read the body language. It also helps if you know your breeds. So I give her a hypothetical. It's 32 degrees. You're on a half-hour walk. Coat or no coat?
Beagle.
No coat.
Jack Russell?
No.
Airedales?
No.
Dalmatians?
No.
Pomeranians?
Oh, with that coat, no.
Boxers?
No.
Pugs?
Pugs, no.
Dachshund?
Now a dachshund might need a coat.
Did you hear that? Sentiment. Just the thought of that little pickle on a cold morning walk gave my veterinarian a chill. So what chance do we mere mortals have of making reasoned decisions whether or not the dog needs a coat? The single best bet? Look for shivering during or after exercise. Rule out pain or fear. And when in doubt, resist plaid. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
And we've got tips on dog wear at our website, npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.